Now I'm here with my co-host Jess Ross Pinkleton. Is that how I pronounce it?
It's Pilkington. But I'm sorry. I don't blame you. It's pretty hard to say. So.
There's a lot of letters in that name.
Yeah.
So you are from Stuyvesant, and this is your second week helping out hosting the WGXC afternoon show. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, I think.
And did you start school this week?
I started school actually today.
Oh yeah, how did that go?
It went good.
Yeah. You go, what school do you go to?
Well, it's a private school up at East Greenbush. It's called the Robert C. Parker School.
Ah. And I think you were telling us before about a project you had at your school that is this what you did last year?
Yeah, I did it last year.
So why don't you tell us about that now?
Well, it's I saw this movie in Albany. It was at the Linda. It's kind of like the home base of another radio station, WAMC. And I saw this movie. It's called Queen of the Sun. It was about how bees were disappearing and they were critical to our food supply. And I, like every other kid, was horrified of bees. I mean, like, I wouldn't go near one. But it really got me interested. So I researched and such like that. And I went to the school with the idea. They asked for a proposal, and I made the proposal. They gave me the okay.
So what was the proposal for?
To put a couple of hives on the school property, just like to create honey, pollinate the plants, and such like that, like educate the kids about the bees.
And so what happened? How did the project go?
Well, I found there was this man, his name is Rodney Dow, and he was a very nice man. He gave us the hive boxes, and he built them with us. And I went to a meeting of the near local beekeeping association. Well, not so local. Most of their meetings are up at Boston Spa, but it's called the Southern Adirondack Beekeepers Association, which is SABA for short. And I said what I was going to do, and I was asking for a sort of mentor of sorts, you know, like someone who could help us with the beekeeping. And someone came out to him. His name was Tony Antonucci. And he was like, okay, yeah, I'll be your mentor. And so then I started writing letters asking for, like, grant money. And first I was, like, kind of stumped, like, who to write to. But then I was walking in the supermarket and I saw on a Häagen-Dazs carton, Häagen-Dazs loves honeybees, and that gave me the idea, like, what if I contacted Häagen-Dazs? So, it turns out that Häagen-Dazs is operated under the umbrella of a parent company, Dreyer's Corporation, and so I emailed them with that, and they gave us, $900, and I was very excited. And I also contacted Gardener Supply Company. It's what makes like most garden supply stuff, you know, like
did they make the bee cases, or what were you getting from them?
No, I got $100 from them, and they
they donated money. Yes,
yeah, they donated money. So we start a hive, and So, Rodney Dow gave us really great bees, and
Who is Rodney Dow?
Rodney Dow was the person who gave us the hive boxes, and he built them with us. And normally a hive swarms when it tries to make two hives, and it's what happens when the hive feels overcrowded, and normally it happens like a month after the establishment of the hive. In just 2 weeks, it swarmed. And so now there's two healthy hives. And I'm starting a not-for-profit to help other schools start hives. We're not sure if this is correct, but we're trying to make a website, beesatschools.org.
All right, bees. And so it's not up yet, so people shouldn't look for that yet.
Well, it's going to be up soon. So.
And if they want to contact you, if there's somebody around in our hearing us today that wants to start a hive at their school, how can they contact you?
Well, my email address is jrosspilkington@gmail.com. That's jrosspilkington@gmail.com. So they can email me there.
And if they can't remember all that, you could email info@wgxc.org and we'll forward it your way. That's a little easier to remember on the radio, I guess, than...
Yeah.
But that's a great idea. If all the schools locally had hives, they could everybody could learn about how important bees are to the ecology and how is it difficult or hard to raise bees?
It's pretty easy. I mean, like bees, unlike a dog relies on you. If you suddenly disappear, it's going to have a hard time surviving. But bees, they're used to being by themselves. So bees kind of take care of themselves.
And have you had any this colony collapse disorder that is going on with the bees? Are your bees okay?
Well, that's what inspired me. I mean, well, our bees seem relatively in touch, but I mean, it's horrible. It's what inspired me to start this project.
And so it's been successful. They swarmed right away, and they're living healthy. And
yeah, they're living healthy, great condition.
What are you guys? What is the school doing with the honey, or what are you doing with the honey?
Well, we take the surplus honey. So the bees have to have a year to build up the surplus. So
because they live off of it in the winter, is that right?
Yeah, they live off of it in the winter. So we're probably gonna wait till the surplus is, and maybe we might sell it. So.
So it could the project could theoretically over a long term might even pay for itself.
Yes,
I take a lot of honey and maybe a number of bake sales to make that. What is it? $1,000 in donations you got?
$1,000.
Wow, that's great. So it was a successful project, and it seems like it could be done again at other schools.
And you said it was local schools, not just local. I mean global. I mean like. I mean, like schools, like in inner city schools, that it might really help them for the better. I mean,
yeah, if every school in the world started their own hive, then there probably wouldn't be, there'd be a plenty of bees for everyone, I think, or all the flowers, I guess, all the pollen distribution.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like it's horrible because they're all collapsing, partially because of this colony collapse, and partially because of this mite. Came over from, I don't know, Asia maybe? And it's called the varroa mite. It's just wiped out whole hives. It's horrible. So,
is that different than the colony collapse disorder? Or do they think that's what
no,
that is?
No, well, nobody knows what colony collapse disorder is, but varroa mites are, it's kind of like a disease, you know? Like, varroa mites are a disease, and I don't know. Colony collapse disorder is supposedly different than varroa mites.
And this is a little, it sounds like a little similar to the bats too. The bats have been dying off too.
Oh yeah, I heard of that. That yeah. The white nose.
White nose, yeah, there. Yeah. So, well, that's great that we have a bee expert on board WGXC now.
No.
We'll come to you for all bee stories.
Nah.
Okay, we're going to play a couple of bee songs and then be back. And we've got some more storm updates and some another audio report from Saugerties benefits this weekend for storm victims. So stay tuned. This is Animal Collective and then Saber Coup, first with a song called Bees and then Key of Bees by Saber Coup on WGXC.